This has officially been the most teased show from 312F Podcast Network. This is the very first episode of the much awaited for Can I Eat It podcast.
Dreaming about cupcakes that make you fly. Chocolate rivers, ice cream mountains too. Every candy color, it's a dream come true. Can I eat it? Is it sweet? Can I try it? Can I eat it? Tell me, can I have a slice of the sky?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Can I Eat It? I am Clay, and I am joined here with...
AB.
And I'm going to start off by saying that my favorite food is pizza. What's your favorite food, AB?
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy?
Yeah.
Well, then it's a good thing that's on the menu today. So, with our podcast, Can I Eat It?, we're going to be trying new things. So today we have some snack foods that we're going to be trying.
Yeah.
And two beverages. So would you like to go over what we're trying?
Today we're trying the, what is this?
It's Coke Spiced.
Yeah, it's Coke Spice. And then the other one that we're trying is Starburst Cotton Candy.
Yep, Fave Red. So yeah. Cherry and strawberry. Yeah.
And then the other one we're trying, Mountain Dew Point Break Punch.
Yep. That new, one of the new Bajas for the summer. You know, he's got to have a good Baja going on with Mountain Dew.
And then the next one is Hershey Milk-licious.
Yeah, Milk-licious.
Sounds weird.
Yeah, something new candy-wise from the Hershey's.
And then, ooh, this one's new. It's a Slim Jim Frito.
Yep, Fritos, chili cheese.
Chili cheese.
Yep, Jack Link's and Lay's combination there. Is they are the same company. So, also on the menu today is the Chester's Ranch Fries. And we've already tried some before the show. And then also the Reese's Caramel. So, we're going to give those a try and give a little review. So, let's start with the Chester's Fries.
Okay.
It's a good thing you can eat these with your braces.
Yeah. I feel like they need more ranch.
I feel like the powder, the seasoning on them.
Not very strong.
Yeah, it doesn't like really hit that ranch craving.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
I feel like they need a cake and a ranch.
You need to cake them in ranch?
Yeah.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should put cheese, bacon, ranch on top of them and make them like french fries.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
I know. Sounds good. So, what is the next thing that you would like to try?
These. The Slim Jims.
The Jack Links?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I'm scared.
Let's try this out. These are the Jack Links chili cheese.
They kind of smell like dog treats.
Ooh. They do. They smell like pepperonis.
Yeah, they do. Huh.
You know what's really interesting is the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hot dog with chili and cheese.
It is.
It's very interesting.
It's a little spicy, too.
A little kick.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Got a little kick to it. It's really good, though.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to get some more of those.
Yeah, tastes like a hot dog.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and the spicy sweet chili ones, you used to love those.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still out. They're really good. Mm-hmm. One of our favorites. And we just really like trying new things. AB and I are always trying new stuff and talking about what we think of it and if we like it. And so that's why we made this podcast, just for you guys and us to have fun together. So let's try this cotton candy. This is Starburst Fave Red's cotton candy. It has strawberry and cherry flavors mixed together.
To me, it just smells like regular cotton candy.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Oh, very sweet.
I mean, it's cotton candy. And oddly, it tastes like Starburst.
Yeah, it does. Literally, it tastes like Starburst.
Yeah, like, how did they do that?
Like, at first, it just smells like regular cotton candy.
Mm-hmm. But they have, like, the cherry and strawberry, like, mixed together. It's not like...
It's like, it's not right in your face.
Yeah. I can get down with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which one do you want to try next?
The Reese Cup.
Reese Caramel.
Smells amazing.
That one's good.
Yeah.
That one's much better than the chip one.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a huge fan of the chip one.
No.
But we definitely do like that one. That one's good.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's try one of the drinks. So.
Okay.
We're going to try the Mountain Dew Baja Point Break Punch first. It's one of two of the new Baja flavors that they have out. There's another one that we can try on the next episode.
Ooh.
So you go ahead and you take a sip.
All right. I'll see what it is. Doesn't really have a flavor.
Doesn't really have a flavor.
No. Tastes like Mountain Dew, kind of, a little bit.
Just tastes like Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Like, there's no flavor to it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's like, literally just tastes like fruit punch, but Mountain Dew's version.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very subtle.
Yeah. It's very weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely got a fruit punch flavor, but the, yeah, I think it's a very subtle taste.
Yeah.
All right. So the next thing is this Milk-licious Hershey.
It smells like, I don't know what it smells like.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of Hershey's chocolate in the first place, but I'll give it a whirl.
Mmm.
I mean, it kind of has the softness of like a lint.
Mm-hmm. Not milk. It doesn't taste like milk chocolate.
I mean, it doesn't taste like Hershey's milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Like.
It tastes like a different chocolate.
Yeah, like it actually tastes like it's like a, more gourmet.
Yeah.
It's different. Weird. Yeah. All right, give that a whirl.
And the Coke spice.
Yep. And it says that it is raspberry spiced.
To me, kind of tastes like cotton candy.
Well, you just ate cotton candy.
That's true, too.
Yeah, so that's probably why it tastes like
cotton candy. And tastes like raspberry, too.
Raspberry? Yeah. You get notes of raspberry?
Yeah.
Ooh, it has like a cinnamon hint, like a hint of cinnamon.
I didn't taste that. I tasted a little bit now. I feel like in cans it's different.
The flavor is different?
Yeah, in cans I feel like it's different than in bottles.
That's intriguing. I mean, I feel like that's like a lot of different sodas taste different.
Because I tried it in the can, it tastes like soap.
Oh, yeah, and you did say that. It tastes like dish soap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe that's just a flavor that you get from the can.
Yeah.
Intriguing. So, out of all the stuff that we tried today, what do you think would be something that you would buy again?
Probably the Reese cups.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
I could probably eat a whole entire bag of those.
Same.
All right. So, we are going to do some food news, okay? Some fun stuff. Since we're talking about foods, we are going to cover some food news because I think that would be awesome to do. What do you think, AB?
Yeah.
So, first of all, fun fact, Keurig and Dr. Pepper are the same company.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Keurig Dr. Pepper.
Wow, I did not know that.
I didn't either. So, the company plans in 2024 to include a bigger presence in the cold brew category with new coffee blends and an assist from actor Kevin Costner. And they're also looking to release a coconut-flavored Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
They can keep it.
Yeah.
I'm not a big coconut girl, you know, like... Not a big fan of that.
I mean, the name sounds yummy, but the coconut, probably not.
I mean, it depends on what they do with it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you may like that one. We'll have to try that one out when it comes out. So, Hostess, you know, that snack food company, is going to roll out a new snack innovation called Meltamores.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, it's a different name, ain't it? So, these are soft, fluffy mini cakes featuring a chocolate-flavored drizzle and a chocolatey or caramel-flavored melting center that the company claims flows like lava when warmed for only 5 seconds in the microwave. The snack cakes are available in two flavors, double chocolate and chocolatey creamy caramel.
Sounds yummy.
It does. We're going to have to try this as well. Mm-hmm. This podcast is going to go on for years. We've got so much stuff to try. So, Sonic, Wendy's, and Freddy's add new menu items. So, we do have Sonic and Wendy's around us. I don't think we have Freddy's.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, because I've never heard of it. So, Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers added a limited edition dessert to its menus. The Twix Salted Caramel Concrete. The new concrete features vanilla frozen concrete blended with chopped Twix cookie bars, crushed pretzels, and a caramel sauce.
Huh.
Sounds like something you would indulge in.
Probably.
Yes. You definitely have a sweet tooth. You would love that. So Wendy's is heading in the fruity direction. Ooh. With the introduction of their Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. And the Frosty features notes of sweet orange flavor combined with a vanilla flavor.
That sounds so yummy.
Yeah. You've tried it, haven't you?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you and Dad had said that you had tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
there's so many things that I tried.
I know. There's so many things that we tried. We'll maybe next week we'll get Dad to give his opinion on that.
Yeah.
Orange Frosty.
I mean, I did try the Orange Frosty.
Yeah, from Wendy's?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
I think it needs more orange. Me and Dad said the both same thing. It's not orangey.
Oh, it's not orangey enough?
No. It just tastes like ice cream.
Oh, okay. So, in celebration of the upcoming total North American solar eclipse, Sonic Drive-In is launching a blackout slush float, which features a cotton candy and dragon fruit flavored all black slush, topped with white soft serve and blue and purple galaxy themed sprinkles.
Sounds interesting.
That does sound interesting. Oh, this one's neat. Chips Ahoy Cookies is getting a new recipe. The new recipe includes specially blended chocolate chips that feature a higher cocoa content and a higher concentrate of Madagascar vanilla extract. than earlier recipes had. This will give the cookie a well-rounded chocolate flavor while reducing bitterness.
Ooh.
Also, as a part of the reformulation, they will be implementing a national mixing process, giving Chips Ahoy just the right cookie texture. The cookie recipe reformulation is being accompanied by the rollout of a new packaging design, including updates to the logo, more prominent background graffiti, and a more craveable cookie image. The packages also will feature the slogan, "The cookie you love just got even better."
That sounds yummy.
It does. This sounds amazing. So, that was fun.
Yeah.
So we are going to do this every week. It's going to be like a 25-30 minute show where we try new things, and we're going to add a segment called Delisted. So it's like things that are like, you know, old and like probably have been discontinued at a lot of stores. So we're going to add that segment later on. So do you have anything else you would like to say, AB?
That the food was kind of yummy.
The food was kind of yummy?
Yeah.
Well, I can agree. All right. Can I eat it?
Can I eat it?
So, until next time, keep eating.
Bye.
Bye.